The church steeple rises above Kaslo and can be seen from almost any location in the small community. Built in the late 1800s, St. Andrew's United Church has stood the test of time through fire and flood, and now a pandemic. The smaller St. Mark's Anglican Church is only a few blocks down the road, tucked away out of sight. By 7 p.m., the sun has long since set on Kaslo. The churches are dark, empty, quiet. And then the bells begin to ring. If you were to enter the Anglican Church before 7 p.m., you would find Mandy Bath performing hymns to an audience of none. She's the only soul in the church these days and likes to bring life back to the building with some music.
I feel a little sad for the church that it sits here quietly with nobody here. It's why I come early usually and just sing a couple of hymns just to, I don't know, warm up the air or send a little message. I don't know really what I mean by it. It's just become part of my own spiritual practice, you might say. It began back in early March when we were encouraged to, you know, make joyful noises of gratitude and thanksgiving to the frontline workers. And to begin with, I was banging pots and pans on my deck. But then I remembered that in this lovely little church which I attend, it's got a bell. And I got permission to come and ring it. And then it just went on and became part of my sort of daily practice and just part of my daily routine to come a bit before 7 p.m., sing a couple of hymns in the church just to cheer the poor lonely church up a bit, because it seemed so sad with nobody coming in anymore. And then at 7 o'clock, I would ring the bell. And it's turned into just a beautiful thing that I love to do.
Shelley Stickle-Miles is a United minister and now volunteers at St. Andrew's. She said they were surprised with how isolated hospital workers became during the pandemic. The community, she said, is grateful for the risk and sacrifice they've taken on. It didn't take long for others to catch on to the thanks, including the gas station workers across the street.
It's a big deal, and this is a huge issue for the world. We just want to encourage people. And we were ringing, we could hear people with pots and pans down different streets. And then eventually we could hear the Anglican church bell ringing. And lots of little kids would come and help us. It's been quite fun for little kids to leap up with the rope.
Osa Thatcher is one of the bell ringers on rotation at St. Andrew's. She's not particularly involved in the church, but loves being part of what feels, to her, like an ancient ritual.
I love it. Even now when it's dark outside and nobody, as far as I know, don't even notice there's bells ringing. But just to come here and ring the bells and be a part of something that's happening all over the world.
I love this place and the history because I know lots of the people who were here over the years and what a sanctuary it has been for them in times of fire and flood and internment. Really heartfelt experiences in this place. So to walk in quiet and just remember is lovely.
Prior to the pandemic, the bells of the churches rang only on occasion. A wedding, a funeral, on Sunday mornings, and of course, Christmas Day. But since March 2020, at least one church bell has been rung every evening. Here's Mandy Bath in St. Mark's.
We're getting a real workout at the moment, and my husband went up and actually oiled the mechanism because it was getting rather stiff because it's never been rung so much, I don't think. I think bells speak to people. They literally, excuse the pun, but they resonate. They resonate with people. The beginning was to give thanks to all of those who are putting their lives on the line to keep us safe. But I realized after a while that the ringing of the bell was speaking to people in another way within this community. I think a bell sort of gives you pause, gives you a pause to think about your life and those you love and everything we're going through at the moment. It's also a way of saying We're coming to the end of another day, and we are here. We are still here. I think that's important. People said they felt comforted by it, that they looked forward to hearing it. Somehow it was a statement that as a community we are strong and together. And of course, for some people, this is a time of loneliness and grief and loss. And bells can have many voices, of course. A bell can peal joyfully for a marriage, but it can toll very funereally for a death. It has many tones. Our bell here is, I think, a pretty happy bell. It's not as big as St. Andrew's. It doesn't carry quite so far, but it's got a joyful sound to it. So we do this lovely bell duet across Lower Caslow. It's making me think, I wonder if Caslow might like to continue having bells rung, you know, after COVID ends, just because it's a beautiful thing for a little village to do. It's like the voice of the village going out into the world.
It helps people feel 7 o'clock and all is well. We've made it through another day.
We've been listening to the Volunteer Bell Ringers of Caslow. Two churches have been ringing their bells at 7 p.m. every evening to honor the frontline workers and to remind the community that they're not alone.